Support by Anchorage, Alaska. From the Coastal Trail to Kincaid Park, Flattop, Powerline Pass, and more. There are plenty of places for a weekend hike or an exciting mountain biking excursion. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A federal judge in Arizona recently struck down a Trump-era water rule, which reduced the number of waterways protected under federal regulations. Emma Gibson from Arizona Public Media reports the lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency was filed by six federally recognized tribes from across the country.
Though the Biden administration found serious issues with Trump's water rule, it was going to use it till they could come up with their own policy. Since it's been struck down, protections are back on for ephemeral streams, which only flow after rain or snow. In Arizona, that's over 90% of the waterways. Chairman Peter Yucopicio leads the Pascuayaki tribe in the southern part of the state.
And this is just one more way of the tribes banding together and getting that powerful feeling that you can do something about it, regardless if it's somebody as high as the president and all that.
Yucopicio seems hopeful that the ruling will strengthen efforts to protect waters within a proposed copper mine site in southern Arizona. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has signed a bill into law that guarantees students the right to wear Native American cultural dress and items at graduation ceremonies. As Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports, some students in the state say school district dress codes have prevented them from wearing such items.
Under Arizona law, schools were already barred from preventing students from wearing religious or cultural objects or dress during extracurricular activities. But the new measure expands state law to include items of indigenous importance. State Representative and Navajo tribal member Jasmine Blackwater Nigrin sponsored the bill.
When we wear our traditional regalia, it really allows us to celebrate who we are as our full selves, right? Not just who we are as a student, but who we are as Native students.
Blackwater Nigrin, who herself wore traditional regalia to her high school, college, and law school commencements, points out that Native Americans have the lowest graduation rates of any group in the nation. The ceremonies are particularly important for indigenous graduates, their families, and their communities. A school district in Maricopa County was sued last year after a Native American student was denied entry to her graduation ceremony because she was wearing a traditionally beaded cap with a sacred eagle plume.
That was Ryan Heinches. On Friday, the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes and the Clinton, Oklahoma Public School District released a joint statement saying a reported incident involving the cutting of a Native student's hair by other students is inaccurate. Tribal and school leaders met last week and an investigation began following a report that an elementary student had his hair cut by two older students without his consent. The report, which was widely circulated across social media, angered the Native community and calls for action quickly followed. According to the tribal and school statement, video shows the student entering and exiting the restroom alone and not with two older students. School officials say the investigation will continue. Over the weekend, in his State of the Nation address, Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. vowed to continue to protect tribal sovereignty and seize opportunities through the U.S. Supreme Court's McGirt decision. The decision affirms reservation boundaries and has been a contentious issue between the state's governor and tribes. Hoskin, in his speech, said directly to the governor of Oklahoma that the Cherokee Nation needs to be treated with respect and they're ready to resolve challenges, but called the governor ill-informed for insisting that McGirt is a crisis. Hoskin says this needs to be resolved. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has publicly criticized the McGirt ruling. Hoskin also says the Cherokee Nation will resist any effort in Congress to erode McGirt. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. The Native Urban Elder Needs Assessment Survey will provide data to improve urban Indian elder health equity. Elders are underrepresented in data, and you can help. Info and survey at uiacoalition.org.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.